What's up, guys? Jay Lawson from The Craft. He's here to talk to you about Flex Sport watches. I don't know if you know, but they have put their negative ion technology into a lightweight, stylish, and waterproof digital watch. You've probably seen pro athletes wearing these bracelets as a little digital watch. And if you don't know, which you probably don't because I didn't before I started watching them, negative ions are scientifically proven to boost strength, balance, and endurance. So whether you're already in shape or you want to get in better shape, like I do, trying to drop some LBs, and you need that extra boost to get started, the Flex Sport watch is all you. Only $12.95 and comes in four cool colors, red, white, black, or pink. I have white. You can go to thecrabfeast.com and click on the link to go directly to flexsportwatch.com to get yours ordered today. So accept no substitute, people. Flex Sport watch. Do it.
You're listening to The Crab Feast from the Fake Mustache Studios.
I'm going to tell you a story. It's the joy.
Crab Feast, y'all. Fired up for tonight's episode. I know you are, too. That's why you're listening in. I'm excited. I'm really excited tonight. Here with me, as always, is my co-host, Jay Lawson, everybody.
What's up, everybody? I got a quick question just to start this off. I love that you chose to make this a nighttime podcast.
That's the way I'm feeling.
I like how you feel, doll.
I feel it is.
I feel good.
This is after hours.
It's dark up in here today.
It's dark up in here today.
And that is because we got the one, the only...
Darryl Wright is in the crowd.
What's up, guys?
Finally.
We finally got it together,
finally, man.
On the Riz. Cheers.
Welcome.
Vodka time is at the crab feast, baby. It is on.
It is. We actually asked Darryl to do this podcast. It was like 2.5 months ago, and he just showed up. I mean, that's...
And he got here 15 minutes late today.
You know what? To be honest, that's corny because I was here early.
He was here early,
Know who wasn't here on time? Eric? Thank you.
Eric.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here, Darryl Wright. Darryl, where can the fans find you on Twitter?
They can find me on Twitter at Darryl_Wright.
Spell Wright.
Oh, Darryl. No, you know what? For all you
actually
white folks,
spell it all.
Yeah, because for all you white folks, it's not Darryl.
That's right.
It's D A R Y L. Like I'm your attorney.
One R.
Yes, one R, one Y, one L.
If I
underscore.
Showed up and you were my attorney, I'd be like, "Oh fuck! No.
Oh hell no, man!
No, well, that's hell, man."
It's like, no, how much am I gonna get?
It's like guilty, motherfucker. Yeah. I just don't even want to hear him argue my case. I'm guilty, Your Honor. Can I just put the plea in now?
Pull you back real quick. I rest my case, Your Honor. I rest. Like, whatever you think
look,
I did, I did.
Look, as soon as I pull the chair back to stand up, no, bro. No.
Darryl_Wright.
W-R-I-G-H-T.
W-R-I-G-H-T.
And that's Twitter. And then I'm on
Facebook.
You have
a website?
Yes, and I have a website. It's DarrylWright.org.
How do you spell that?
.org.
I love these rocking
really?
The .org.
You already know why it's .org.
Oh, my God.
It's the same podiatrist that got the fucking .com shit, nigga.
The podiatrist.
No, he got my Twitter. He got my fucking... I got to underscore and change shit because it's a podiatrist in South Carolina.
A fucking foot doctor got all my shit, man. What the hell is he tweeting about?
His business, probably.
Coming to get your bunions taken out. I don't know.
You got
right?
a swollen big toe?
So, Darryl Wright,
yes.
spelled the same way, is
yes.
a podiatrist on
in
Twitter.
South,
yes.
In South Carolina.
Yes,
the guy
yes,
specializes yes. in gout.
All right.
Who
so,
the fuck knows?
All of our Crab Feast fans have heard that this guy took Darryl Wright shit. Our Darryl Wright
I think
shit.
He was there first, but fuck him.
And I think we should all start tweeting this guy our foot problems and hashtag it fuck the crab feast and vodka time.
Yes,
vodka time is
my hashtag.
Yes, vodka
I
time.
I stay fucked up.
Yeah.
I get drunk all the time because I drink that. Nah, I'm just joking.
And that's what you hashtag your podcast. So tell us about your podcast.
Mine is the Right Turn podcast. It's on iTunes. It's on Toad Hop Network. We're live every Monday, 6 to 7 p.m. And all it is two niggas talking about NASCAR drunk as shit. It's
Which,
funny as hell.
That must anger so many NASCAR fans.
No, it doesn't.
Do you get any hate? Because Darryl, if you don't know Darryl Wright is a black guy.
We got one dude calling
NASCAR.
That was like, who the hell do you niggas think you are? Blah, blah, blah. And so we started
Danny's awesome. Right. I forget. Like,
Danny's
I don't
black
even
too.
See
yeah.
it like that. Yeah.
But you don't even see it like that. But the funny part was this guy calls in. He was from Kentucky. And we started talking to him because we know NASCAR. It's not like we're just up there drunk saying rant. No, we know what the fuck. Both of us are NASCAR fans. Right. So we know what we're talking about. And it turned out we knew more than he did about NASCAR, history of NASCAR.
Okay, I'm just going to hang up now. Just going to hang up
right
here.
You know what?
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck you. And then just hangs up.
You know, you're still black.
That's all they got.
You're still black. Yeah.
And I'm still dicking down your wife. You have a nice night, playboy.
So check Daryl out.
Darcy's going to hear some shit that probably... Because, oh yeah, by the way, for all the Crab Feast fans, we're bringing the word coon back just for this episode. Like,
I mean, Daryl is.
No. Like, Ryan...
Wait,
like,
are we getting, like, deputized in? We can say
hold
coon?
On, let's...
Just for this
hold
episode.
On, we'll
we
got to
tell the whole story.
Let's tell the fans every... So check Daryl out at Daryl_right on Twitter. The Right Turn on Toad Hop Network. Jay Larson, where can we find you?
As always, Jay Larson Comedy.
Jay Larson Comedy, website. Twitter and website. I am Ryan Sickler and RyanSickler.com. Make sure you get to not only our iTunes page, get out to the Right Turns iTunes page, Crab Feasters. Show them some love.
Leave
hashtag at Crab Feast. Leave a message
for
them.
Leave a message
so that he knows it's
too.
Crab Feast fans checking them out.
And by the way, just before we get started, y'all are blowing the fuck up. I love Ryan from way back, man, because as y'all will hear, we are from the same area. And Jay,
and Ryan's black.
That too. Me and him got some Black Panther meetings under our belt. Jay, and this is funny as hell. I'm on the podcast partially because I was supposed to be on there a while ago. I was drunk as hell at the improv. That's where the coon shit came from.
Yeah.
I'm drunk as shit. And I'm like, Jay, what's up? Jay's like, what's up, man? How are you? I'll be right back to talk to you. I'm like, okay, when am I going to be on the Crab Feast? And I'm drunk, so I might have passed out, or anything could have happened.
Anything.
But I didn't see Jay. So I hit up
Jay
Ryan.
Jay will tell you what happened.
I think this is what happened. I was walking in, you up front having a cigarette, and I was like, yeah, all right, what's up, man? You're like, when am I going to be on the Crab Feast, man? I was like, yo, I'll be right back. I got to say what's up to somebody. I think that's what happened.
So then, in my drunken ass, I'm like, yo, man.
Man,
I just talked
to
I was like, man, fuck the Crab Feast. Fuck, I'm drunk as hell. Fuck Jay Larson. So I hit up Ryan. I tweet Ryan, yo, Jay is in here treating me like a coon.
Actually,
nigga.
We were right here recording.
Right.
And I got this text on my phone. I'm like, look at this shit. Daryl Wright is. What was first thing I said? He's drunk. Look at that.
Yeah.
And it said, Jay treated me like some kind of coon. That's what he said. And Eric even goes, coon? What the hell? And
he's like, what's the
old
fuck
racism?
Is coon?
And then
so Ryan tweets back, Daryl's bringing back the old school racism.
Didn't I then tweet you some racist shit?
No,
yeah, you said he was an idiot. Like, you're
like,
drunk.
You're
and then he was felt so
idiot.
Bad. He called
and
the
I'm
next
like,
day and apologized.
And so I'm like, yes, I am. But that coon line was awesome, even though I was a drunken idiot, because mm-hmm. Ryan was like, oh my God, he's drunk because he's bringing back old school, old black man.
Racism.
Yeah, that's some Morgan
racism.
Freeman racism, yeah. Like Driving Miss Daisy shit that I brought back.
So Crab Feast fans, get on their page, show them some love, give them 5 stars, and our page is filling up with a lot of funny shit, man. Every day, Jay will show you, we went on a trip the other day, and I was showing him the page because I just sit and look, I laugh so hard.
Yeah, also, keep an eye out on thecrabfeast.com because we put posts up there, we're going to put that podiatrist up there, you know, we'll put different stuff that you hear.
Daryl Wright. The podiatrist.
Yeah, Daryl Wright to the podiatrist. We should do a side-by-side photo of the two you compare.
I hope he don't look like me, because that'd be creepy
that'd be
as well.
Hilarious.
I hope he doesn't
fuck
either, just
I'll
for the
you,
sake of
guess
like,
who's
people.
Getting free footwork? The Crab Feast, and it's guest tonight. Hopefully we can get that at least.
You gotta go to South Carolina.
I need some inserts, man.
Those inserts are expensive. Oh, yeah, by the way, fuck you, Ryan. Ryan was the dude, like, Ryan was the guy. He started some shit on you. I think that was you. That started that shit where the guy that sings Chocolate Rain, your ass tweeted me something like, oh, Daryl's singing.
No, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
No, I appreciate you saying fuck you out of the gate and then saying, maybe that wasn't you.
Okay, that's
no,
alcoholism.
No, but I did say that you should play the life story of Roger Mayweather.
That's the one. Okay,
that's pretty good.
So the fuck you was warranted.
I just had the wrong example. Yes,
Roger Mayweather. Really?
So get on the iTunes page. Keep hitting it up. We've had shout outs from Japan. We have had shout outs from Costa Rica. We just got one from Africa. So thank you. Crab Feast is worldwide, y'all. Let's get
they
right turn up there, everybody.
They doing it big, man.
And the best way you can help all of us is to just spread the word. Tell everybody you know. Subscribe, rate, and review. That's it. It's free for you. It's free for everybody. I'm done. I'm off my soapbox.
And now we'll start our podcast.
Yeah. So tonight's guest is Daryl Wright, as you have heard a million times. And Daryl, I met Daryl, and I'll just say this quickly because we were talking. He said, oh, I heard you say you were from Baltimore. I was like, yeah. And he's like, I'm from Baltimore. And I go, oh, yeah, where'd you live? And he's like, I got mail there. And I was like, oh, you were in prison. He's like, yeah.
I got mail there.
That's, well, that's what that means.
Exactly.
That's what that means.
You mean like the Tom Hanks movie? Nah.
Not quite, Playboy. Nah, you got mail, because I can tell you this, what, Meg Ryan was nowhere near my cell, Playboy.
So before we get to jail, let's talk a little bit about, you're originally from,
D.C.
From D.C.
Yeah, D.C. All my family's from all around that area, Annapolis, Baltimore, Columbia, all of that stuff. So it's like...
And your parents still live there?
My parents just moved to Columbia from...
Oh, did they?
Annapolis. They just got a house, man. They
Wait
just
a minute.
Got a, another
Are they
house.
Still together?
Yeah.
How is it that the dude with the parents that are still together goes to jail? Me and you, no dad, no mom. We're like, fuck no.
Because I'm fucking stupid.
I've been in handcuffs once, but I never got taken downtown.
Well, they didn't even put me in the handcuffs. We're like, we're going to arrest you, but it's cool with the handcuffs. I'm like, all right, thanks, man.
I love
give
it,
give me the zip ties, man. Just give me the zip
Dog, ties. No, they've been together for 30 years now.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah, 30 years, man.
And do you have any siblings?
I got stepbrother and two stepsisters.
Okay.
And
they're all still in the area?
No, they actually live in Georgia now.
Okay.
Yeah, and my brother is a professional disability check claimer.
I was like, what? I couldn't wait to hear him. Like, what
yeah,
can he be? Because,
like, no, because he, like, no, this nigga.
I thought you were going to say podiatrist.
No. This nigga, okay.
Aside from an unprofessional podiatrist?
My brother's an unprofessional podiatrist. No,
this motherfucker, okay.
What did he just say? Did someone shoot him in the leg?
No, this motherfucker, all right, the last time that he's on disability for,
last
I think,
time.
This current time, he was working for FedEx, I think, as a truck driver.
Oh, you know
Hang
what?
On one second, then.
What?
They're a competitor.
You know, they're a competitor.
Shout out to UPS.
Give one, Jay Larson.
I can't even hug.
Shout out to UPS Baltimore Hub, Joe Avenue, primary one in the house.
Dog, so he was a driver, right? And he's going up this hill because he worked there, because he works places just long enough to get disability. Yeah. So he, like, worked there.
Hold on real quick, because I don't know. What was like, it, like 90 days?
Yeah, I think
60
it's 90 days.
Something like
yeah.
that. Okay.
So what he's doing.
And then he gets hurt on the job.
Oh, my God. This was great. This motherfucker's pushing a cart of fucking boxes up a hill, and not a big hill. And then it just, the light bulb went on. What if this cart falls back on me? Disability, baby.
And he did
you
it.
You know what?
You damn right.
How long do you collect for?
Like a year.
Wait, you
this
can
dude's gonna get arrested
months.
Tomorrow. Like, hold on.
Hang
a
on a second. They talking about Larry Wright.
I don't even know what's your brother's name. Don't say it. Don't say
I'm not saying it because if people look up my brother's name under Wright, they won't find it.
Well, yeah. don't tell him that either.
You know what? See, he's got to be professional because my buddy Joey's dad used to install air conditioners, and he fell off a roof and got stuck underneath a van for like 6 hours.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, and then like one of his legs was longer than the other. He didn't get shit.
What?
They had to move out of their house, move into their grandmother's house that was on swampland. The house is on swampland. And it was sinking so much so that if you open the freezer door and you're in the wrong space, you're going to get hit in the face with that door. And the fish tank in the basement was like empty 2 feet on one
tank?
Side because he loved fishes, man. My buddy's dad, he loved the Bruins and fish tank. And this fish tank was like...
Brother loved Bruins and fishes.
2 feet
Not
empty on one side
order.
And full on the other. That's how slanted the house was.
What the fuck?
What?
So your brother
that's
obviously
like,
knows what
that's
he's doing.
Like if I just said to you, Jay Larson, tell me the exact opposite story of Daryl's brother.
Exactly.
What you just said.
Family man. This guy's got two
everything.
Kids.
Oh, yeah. Know it.
It wasn't even a FedEx job. It was an air conditioned job.
Installing air conditioned units.
No, my brother sits at home and plays Tiger Woods all day. That's all he does.
Is he nasty?
He's probably good at it because that's all the fuck he does.
He better be good at it, goddamn it.
This and then okay, he plays Tiger Woods, and he plays the Madden NFL. And then this nigga wants to hit me up. I'll play you
play
in the game.
Madden NFL.
Kiss my dick, nigga. Your ass sits home all day playing that shit.
Is that what you guys do at home?
No, no, hell no. But dude,
kissing
sit at
dicks,
home.
Man.
No, this dude sits at home and plays this shit all day, and he wanted to challenge me. Fuck you, man. But that's what he does for a living.
Were living in D.C. at the time.
Yeah.
And tell us how you ended up going from D.C. to the
jail.
Prison in Baltimore.
You shoot somebody.
And how did you do that? What happened?
You aim and you fire. No, it's like...
what kind of gun did you have?
At that time, I had a D.E.
What's that? Just
that's
for the people who don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
I
know.
That's a Desert Eagle.
Desert Eagle?
Yeah, that's called a nigga stopper because you don't got to hit him but once.
Yeah.
I don't think you had to hit anybody.
Fuck, Right. It's like fuck a 22 because niggas will run away. A Desert Eagle will have you just.
What's
sit
it?
The
is
fuck
it like
up.
A Gat? What's it look like?
No.
Is it like
a it's like a hand cannon.
Yeah, basically oh, it's a hand cannon.
Was it made for? Wasn't it made for Middle East?
No, it was. It was made to. Like that's the gun that they made the to shoot to cop killers out of.
Oh, that's
okay. Here's a question: before you shot this dude, had you ever shot that thing before?
No.
No. One time, huh?
One time.
So, well, set the scenario. What happened? What you all? I know a little bit of the story.
Ryan
so you're all
story.
Sitting around.
Some of the people that know my comedy know the story.
In DC. Is it day or night?
It's daytime.
Daytime.
And we're all sitting around, and we're across the street from this one dude. And he owed me money, so it's like this crackhead just.
For what did he owe you money for?
For drugs.
What were you selling?
Just coke and weed,
just
man.
Just coke and
weed. It wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing.
Just the basics.
Yeah, just the basics. So this nigga owed me money for some coke. So he's slumping down the street or whatever, and me and my boys, you guys know how it is. We outside. It's summertime.
And are you in a neighborhood?
Yeah, we just in the hood
on the row home.
Just yeah.
Okay, DC so you're out on the home. Front porch.
Yeah, just chilling.
So across the street's drinking. Only 20 yards. Right.
Yeah,
30 yards, maybe.
Give or take.
Yeah,
you're a good shot.
But I wasn't aiming at him.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get to this. I'm going to get to this shit. So he's over there, and niggas are talking shit as usual. And they're like, yo, look at that motherfucker that owe you that money. I'm like, hey, nigga, give me my money. He's like, yeah, hey, does the crackhead growl. Fuck you, nigga. And then keep slumping. Then everybody's like, oh, you just going. And I'm like, man, fuck that nigga. So I pull my gun out, and I shot across the street to scare him, but I hit him.
Oh, like, where?
In his back.
In his back.
Yeah. Fucking, and I, and.
That's going to be off.
Fuck, man. My first and only shot, really?
I grazed him.
I'm going to fire one off in the air just to get two off.
So I, like, grazed him, and he fucking, dog. That was how I wound up in fucking.
Did he go down?
Fuck yes, he went down.
And what happened? Like, who called the police? Some neighbor
that's
just
a good
called.
Because
that's the only
know.
Way I know for a fact in
to
Baltimore.
To this day, I don't know who called.
You guys just hang on the porch till the cops showed up?
The only way
that's
to
what,
get them to come
what,
out is to call and say they have
what,
a gun. Even if people
what,
are just arguing.
That's what Jay Moore teases me about. He's like, you didn't leave? I'm like,
yeah, you all stayed there.
We just stayed there.
Did you not think someone was going to come?
Probably. But I was drunk as shit, so yeah. I don't know what I was thinking, but.
At least you were drunk
how
and not on
you?
Coke or weed because you never want to do your own product when you deal. That's number one rule.
I was about 24 when that happened.
24.
Yeah,
so the cops show up and what happens? They arrest you on the spot?
Yeah.
And you go where?
Did you go right to
Baltimore?
Upper Marlboro.
Okay. So
I went
Marlboro,
to Upper Marlboro
Maryland.
For 3 months. Then I went to Hagerstown for a while. And then when I was about to go home, they sent me to Castle Grayskull.
Castle Grayskull. Downtown.
Right off the Joe Falls,
when I was home last time, I took a picture of it. I said, they missed you there.
Motherfucker.
It looks like Castle Grayskull.
It looks like Castle Grayskull.
Do you keep in touch with people that you were in prison with?
Fuck no.
Not one of them.
Hell no. Not unless they hear me on this and hit me up like, yo, nigga, let's play some dunk. I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, because it wasn't no real drama like that because all of us had numbers and not letters. Like, when you have a number, that means you're going to go home eventually. So all of the shit that people see as far as the rape and shit like that, that's for niggas that's doing life because you ain't getting out anyway.
Is that an L?
But if you have a number, is an L. I mean, but if you have a letter, that's what we call is having a letter. That's an L, which is
life. What
was
your letter?
I didn't have one.
What was your number?
I had
two. 2 years.
Well, I had three, but I got off in two.
So when you and I first started talking about it, I asked you, did you ever do time in Jessup, and what did you tell me?
Fuck no. Dog. Jessup is super max type shit.
He said, he told me, he goes, that's where they send you to kill you.
Yeah, like if they don't like you, they send you to Jessup because you're a dead motherfucker.
Yeah.
My uncle, okay.
I think
they
might have closed Jessup. Did
I
they
think
close
they
it?
Did.
I'm not sure.
My uncle was in the mini max of Jessup.
Not the podiatrist.
Fuck you. My uncle was in the mini max of Jessup. And like me, I just got out, right? And my uncle been in and out of jail his whole life. But I just got out, so now I'm hard, right? So my uncle gets out, and me and him are at my grandmother's house. And we argued about fucking waffles for some reason. Like, it was like two waffles. Like,
homemade, you just got out of prison.
Homemade
just,
waffles.
No, it was just and Legos. And it's like, nah,
Legos.
Nigga. It's like, nah, nigga. Yeah. It's like, nigga.
Hold on.
No,
man. They're Legos, bro. He wants Legos. Let him have
so
his Legos.
So both of us is like both of us is bowing up. Like, nah, nigga. That ego is mine. And you're like, nah, nigga. That shit is mine.
You didn't Lego
and
your ego?
Lego my Lego, man.
I'm going to tell you what.
Hold on.
You ever been fucked up just bad enough
that to fight over waffles? Yes.
No, I'm just talking about, you ever been fucked up by somebody that love you so they don't really fuck you up, but they fuck you up bad enough for you?
Yes.
My uncle beat me so bad.
Like you were a stranger.
Yeah, but he didn't take it all the way over to the other side.
Bad, I was in Jessup.
No, he beat me so bad over that fucking waffle, right? He beat me just bad enough that...
To the point you started calling him Legos.
He beat me that bad. And then, know what the worst part is? The worst part is... He left the waffles. Like, fuck you.
Like, fuck you and that waffle.
Right. He's like, no. He was like, no.
What'd your grandmother do this whole time?
No, she was at work. She was at work. But he beat me bad enough just to prove a point. And then he leaves the waffles. Like, as soon as you come to, there's your fucking waffle. Right. Exactly. Like, that's an ass whooping.
Hey, man, and you're both on probation. That's the best part. Any trouble, you're going right back. No, I wasn't. Beating the shit out of each other.
Not each other. I got fucked up. It's not each other, bro. I think I got one. That motherfucker hit me in the chest so hard, dog. And I was like,
I might have got one, but I think he put his face in jail right now.
No, he's not. Actually,
he's here at the Christian bookstore now.
What is the store out there, man? What is the do y'all got Shoppers up there now, up in Baltimore? Because we got Shoppers in the county.
I don't know.
Shoppers Food Warehouse.
I know of it, but right. I don't know if they're in Baltimore.
This motherfucker stole a trailer full of fucking meat from Shoppers.
To do what with? Yeah,
slinging it. Right? He was slinging it at the Lexington Market.
Slinging meat.
Slinging meat, nigga. He stole
this
a trailer.
This dude's got something. Why is he always getting in trouble over food?
He got a ribeye.
No, he was slinging that shit out by the Lexington Market, nigga, killing him.
Lexington Market.
He was killing them, dog.
Lexington Market.
He was killing them, dog.
Every time I go home, Daryl's always like, if you're over by Lexington Market, man, give me some peanuts, nigga.
Give me some fucking constant peanuts, nigga. Stop playing around. And you still ain't brought them to me either, nigga.
That's hang out at Lexington Market.
I didn't say hang. I said get some peanuts and leave.
I need to, if your uncle's over there, I'll tell you what, I'll get some peanuts and meat, bring it back, we'll throw it up on the grill for the crab.
It was quality meat, because it's from a store, because he got the trailer out back.
How long did how long did he sell for before they pinched him?
They didn't pinch him.
He didn't get. He's
still selling, man.
Well, not anymore. I'm sure he ran out of meat. It was all one trailer, nigga. You get somewhere.
I guess so. You still selling meat? Nah, man. I'm out of that shit.
I'm selling beef jerky now, man. It's all jerky.
I got lighters and shit.
What else is that homeboy gone away for?
Just crazy shit, man. Like. Let's see, what else did he
anything else with food?
He went away for that, but he didn't for stealing a trailer of meat and seling it for months on the street.
Dog.
I heard he was to blame for mad cow disease.
Might have been, dog.
He might have been.
Once you steal a trailer, does the refrigeration stay on?
Wait a minute.
He stole a whole trailer.
My God.
Yes.
I thought he stole a trailer full of, meaning
he
just,
stole the
he
whole
stole
fucking
the trailer.
Trailer.
What the
fuck? Yeah, refrigerated. I mean, you can't transport meat if it ain't refrigerated.
No, he didn't break
it. Coolers and freezers and shit.
No, he stole a whole fucking trailer. The whole back of the trailer, he stole that motherfucker. Like it was Goodfellas where he stole that
best.
All I can picture, because I don't know what your uncle looks like, is Daryl's face stealing a trail. Like, I fucking got that big wheel. Like, I got it.
My uncle can truck drive, I guess. I hope he can.
I just picture Daryl sitting down eating some of the best steaks Maryland had to offer.
I did. If you think that I didn't buy some of that meat and fucking cook it up.
Buy
you
it.
Of course he had to buy it.
He didn't ask
for a waffle, man.
Lego, man.
I ain't asking him for no ribs. If I get my ass
ribs
kicked like
now.
That over a fucking waffle, I'm not asking for ribs, nigga.
I might be a quadriplegic.
Yeah.
Over some ribs, man.
Over some fucking ribs.
Goddamn, just took an ass whooping over some Legos.
Yeah, for real, dog. I'll pay, dog. Fuck that. But yeah, dog. And then
so you went away for 2 years. You bounced around. The time you spent most was in Baltimore. Castle
was in
Grayskull.
Baltimore. Yeah, that last year was in Castle Grayskull.
And you know, if you go by, you can when you drive by the prison, you can see the. I was telling this before to him.
Jazz.
On 83, the JFX goes right by, and
it's right here,
and you can Jones Falls Express, mm-hmm. where you can see the solitary windows, but they have like a window they can look out, you know, some of the cells, and it's close enough that you can throw shit, and we used to throw like Skittles and change up and yell up into there when we'd go by, and he was in there.
That's that motherfucker, huh?
Someone tweeted, throw Skittles at you.
That's why they tweeted, because we used to throw that shit up at him.
Motherfuckers. No, but it's like, oh my God, that was not cool. But
so now you're a felon.
Yes.
And what exactly does that mean? Like, what that can't means you I do? You can't vote, vote, right?
I can't get a passport right now.
Oh,
I think
really?
I can get one
when
next
can
year.
You?
I think next year I might be able to get one.
Will you
are
ever
on probation?
Be? Sorry.
No, no, no.
Okay.
Not anymore, no. I might be able to get a passport next year because I do want to do some shows in England and shit, but I can't get a passport right now.
How do you explain to people you're a felon?
They don't normally ask.
Okay. Are you a felon? Hey, man, how's it going, man? Can I get past it? You felon?
Yeah,
I said, hey, fella. I said, hey, fella, man.
Yeah, they don't normally ask straight up. I mean, that's kind of awkward. Like,
will you ever be allowed to vote? Does that ever get listed?
I haven't checked.
I'm curious.
I haven't really checked, but I know for a while I wasn't. I think as of right now, I'm not.
I mean, it makes sense that they would allow a felon at some point to leave the country if they decide to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But not
you would
vote.
Think.
That would make sense. Like, you ain't going to vote, man.
Yeah, but it's
your
like that whole voting
here.
Thing. But it's funny.
Yeah, you can go to Japan. Yeah,
but it's funny as shit because now that I can't vote, I'm more into politics.
Yeah, because you pay taxes now.
Oh, my God. That shit sucks, man. I'd hate it for y'all white people, man. Jesus. If y'all have been paying taxes this long, this shit fucking blows, man.
So
I'm conservative as shit, too. I've been to jail, and I'm pro-death penalty.
You are
the... Because I was in jail with niggas, and I'm like, some of these niggas need to die. Like, they just using up space.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, don't tell me who don't need to die, and I'm in jail with these motherfuckers. Like, that nigga that's walking around jacking off all day long for no apparent reason.
But he would just walk around jacking off?
Yeah, it was one dude in Hagerstown. And then you got the orange jumpsuits, so some niggas don't wear no drawers.
Hagerstown
Suns
out there, minor league affiliate for Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, you have a button-down jumpsuit. So this nigga would have his button by his stomach open and just be jacking off.
Really?
Walking around jacking off. And it got to the point where we knew he, like, dude did it so much that it wasn't even a big deal. It's like, oh, you know. And he could hold a conversation with you while he's jacking off. Like, yo, man, are y'all going to play softball today? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, man, we going to go out for rec and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it got to the point where we could hold a conversation with this nigga jacking off through his fucking jumpsuit.
That's ridiculous.
That's how much he jacked up.
So when you get out of jail, like before you start comedy, like what kind of jobs were you able to get?
Before we even, I want to ask this. When you got out of jail, mm-hmm. did you have any money in the bank while you were in jail?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Did you have jobs in jail?
Yeah, I used to work. I worked in the library in Hagerstown, and I
what'd you
little,
do in the library?
Daryl, the library. Yeah. I was a foot doctor in Hagerstown.
And now I'm a librarian.
Hey, man, that scarlet letter's overdue. Hey, it's overdue.
I worked in the library.
That's
in
Brent wasn't that big of a whore, man. Bring that shit back. Yes.
No, but that's about it. That's all I did as far as jobs in jail. I worked in the library.
Okay.
But that's about it, really.
So you're probably fluent in the Dewey Decimal System.
Oh, yeah. I know that shit.
You do, huh?
Reference?
Yeah.
Nigga, I got that shit.
Who picked you up?
Huh?
Who picked you up?
Put me up for what?
Picked you up when you got out.
Oh, my mother and father. My mom and dad. And it was weird because my grandmother, she had already said, if y'all go to jail, I love you, but I'm never visiting you. And she never did.
She never did.
Because she's like, I didn't raise y'all like that, so I'm not going to see y'all like that.
My mom was the same with tattoos. She's like, you get a tattoo, you know what I mean? It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. I think a tattoo is a little less than fucking being in jail.
That was the joke, you fucking idiot.
Okay. I thought you were saying
I know the joke, but you should see where he has them. He'll tell you.
Now, let's say I want to keep on this.
Where you got him at, man?
He'll show you later.
Yeah, I'll show you later.
I don't know. Don't give me that.
If you want to know, hold on. If you want to know where Jay Larson has his tattoos, watch our short on YouTube called
A Friend in Need. We'll post it on the site. I'll post it on the site.
Okay, cool. No, I wasn't freaked out about how many YouTube clips y'all had done. It's just how many have y'all done in the shower together? Because you're like, which one?
We did a series, about four or five of them.
Four or five.
In the shower?
Yeah. 14 off camera.
They're available in series. China. You can get them on the street.
Your uncle's probably selling them out front of Lexington Market.
You know
right
what?
Now.
Y'all can get a rack of ribs and Ryan and Jason in the shower together. My uncle will give you a good price, man. Look for the nigga that has bacon under his fucking coat. He'll hook you up, man.
All right. Rip. So I wanted to ask him what kind of like, so when you get out of prison, so you worked in the library in prison. Mm. When you get out, what kind of jobs are you getting at first?
Basically like, none.
Just cutting grass?
Yeah,
like,
just
any
like,
of that stuff?
Just like, anything that I can get, you know what I'm saying? And then I got a telemarketing job. So people that call y'all telemarketing, they us.
I had one too.
Yeah, so be nice to felons, because we got to call you fuckers and bother you about a newspaper, and nobody gets newspapers no fucking more because of the internet. But anyway, I'm not bitter.
I had a telemarketing job. Have you ever had one?
No, I mean, I've applied.
I had one, and I didn't even get it.
I got hired and you didn't get it.
Yeah, man.
It was a summer job for a bunch of us in like ninth grade. And it was the shadiest shit. It was in this old library, as a matter of fact, and they had an address on a dry erase board, and you were calling for political shit, like to try to promote someone. I don't even remember who the fuck it was. And they said, if anyone asks you where you are, you look up at that dry erase board and you give them this address, and it's this DC address. And we used to call people, and they would get furious. You know, they don't want to be fucking contacted about this shit. And then they would say, hey, if you can speak Spanish, you can get a dollar more. I'm like, I could speak Spanish. And like, can you? I'm like, yeah. So they gave us a buck more, me and my friend. And we were literally sitting there, because you just read us off a screen. Right. And we're just going, hola, esta. And this guy's monitoring us. We didn't know it. And he's like, you guys don't know how to speak Spanish at all. Like, we can read that kind of. He's like, nah, man, you're going back down to that dollar. It was like, so much. Eight more bucks.
Can I get the 50 cents?
Come on, man.
Okay. I'll tell you a job.
It was so fucking shady. Was your shady? Well, you were trying to sell newspapers. No. Mine was shady.
No,
like,
get
don't fucking tell them where you are. And I was like, we used to threaten them all the time. Like, I'm going to give them this address. Okay.
Okay, get this. I do remember a job that I got. It was through convict job placement or whatever the fuck they call it.
Convict job placement, the CJP, I love man.
What he's saying, he goes, whatever they call it, like, we know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know CJP. Oh, the convict job placement? Yeah.
Dog,
the CJP, okay. The PP, right, the program.
Ryan, this will kill you. I worked income tax time. It was a temporary job. I worked at the Maryland State Income Tax Company.
Why would they have
that Maryland State Income Tax, right? Hold up. And I had to check people's tax forms to make sure
you
that they
did.
Filled. Yes.
Got done pay
I got
tax.
Their social security numbers. I had to make sure they I kid you not.
He just dropped a list to the floor for those of you who can't see here.
I'm looking at motherfuckers' social security numbers, their address, how much they make.
I'm trying to put you back in prison.
Right.
They're tempting your ass. Like, he's going to go back. Don't worry. Give him social security numbers out of the gate. We'll get him.
That's like making a pedophile dress up as Mickey Mouse. Really, motherfucker? And you really didn't think nothing was going to happen. But I didn't do nothing because once... this
you were like an accidental felon.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
I did something stupid. That's not even a question.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry to go back, but whatever happened to him? He didn't die. Mm-mm. So what happened to him?
He's in a wheelchair now.
Because of you?
Yeah, me and him. No, but check it out.
From a Desert Eagle graze.
Yes, from a graze. And it's like me and him, like last time I was home, so I was home like a while ago, and me and him talked. And he's happy for me with this comedy shit, and I'm happy for him because he's
with
clean
the wheelchair
now.
And shit.
Well, because he's clean now. He's happy. He's actually married.
So you helped him clean up.
He's actually married.
Wow.
He's married. He goes to church. He's a deacon.
He's doing better than all of
us. He's a deacon.
Daryl, he's
shout
married.
Him to the Lord.
He got two kids. I always joke, and it's fucked up because people don't like it. But I always joke, and I'm like, dog, you know, after that, like, he's happy I shot him. So fuck this comedy shit. I'll just start my own rehab and just start blasting crackheads. Like, dog. But it's true. Like, yeah, it's like, dog, he's, you know, he's a cool dude. And, like, if I could turn back time.
There's a reverend.
Do you still talk to any of the dudes that you were hanging with?
All of them are dead. Most of them. I only got two of them that are still living. My boy Tariq, last I checked, he was in Seattle.
Lord Tariq and Peter Guns?
Nah, not that one. Well, Guns, yes, but it wasn't Peter, Playboy. like, Tariq was up in Seattle last I checked, and my boy Terrence is in Tennessee, is a chef, man.
A chef?
Yes, a master chef in Tennessee, man.
Nice.
Yeah, dog. Life is weird, dog, but it's like really... It's like really strange because it's like out of all of us, I'm doing comedy and motherfuckers are like, you ain't funny. I'm like, I know that. I don't understand because like people that know me know that I also stutter. So I was always the guy that I was sarcastic, but I didn't talk much.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess when I did talk, people laughed. And then to start comedy was really weird because public speaking for somebody that stutters is something that you do not expect to do.
Yeah.
And I just stumbled on the comedy completely by accident, right? And I've been blessed as far as ever since, man. Like, if you had told me when I was in jail that I would have got to do a
show
with Jay
Moore. I hope I wasn't
telling
you shit in jail, because I hope I wasn't in there.
Well, if you had sent me a note on a rock through the window where you were throwing shit through on
Jones
Falls, I would
have sent you a letter by letter on a Skittle.
Exactly.
It would take me 3 months to get you a message.
Right. But if somebody had told me that, dog,
you hungry?
I've met fucking Jay Moore. I've met fucking... Dog, the shit that I've done, if you had told me, I mean, it's just life is fucking cool, man. It's like, and I thank the fans of Jay Moore and Fake Mustache and just everybody that shows me love, man. I appreciate it more than y'all know, because it's some shit that I would never imagine that would be capable of being done from somebody who kind of started where I started, which was out of jail starting this shit, man. So it's off the hook. Like, even with this shit, as far as being on the Crab Feast, man, it's like this shit is like one of the most popular podcasts out, and I'm on it, and it's like, this is fucking cool, and I can drink.
Drink up.
I can go to work and drink.
Wait, when you say you got out of jail, that's when you start comedy? They didn't have any open mics in there or anything?
Not in jail. Dog,
can you imagine? He's running the light, man.
Dog, if you
shoot
think...
Him. Come
if
on,
you,
shoot his ass.
If you think you've had some hard gigs...
I got a ladder.
Outside
I ain't going
of jail, motherfucker. Try getting heckled by niggas that's fucking got shanks on them.
Yeah.
See,
I told a story about a guy that used to work at UPS who... Same thing. He was the convict job placement.
Right.
He was the guy. That's how he got that job. He was the guy that took care of all the stocking, all the vending machines for
right.
the entire hub there. You might have known him. His name was Pat. Shot his wife. Did 18 on 20.
Jesus.
Damn.
Yep.
So where was he?
Because back then, he was at Castle Grayskull. Back then.
Shot his wife because she was cheating, right?
Yeah, she was cheating with his best friend in bed. He shot her. He shot both of them. I think he killed her. Grazed the other one. He's crippled, but he's a deacon now. but yeah, that's how he got that job.
Right.
So I am familiar with the CJP, man.
Right.
I used to make my
Noah's,
best with him.
Noah's cool. Like, back when I was like 12, 13, I used to deliver the Baltimore Sun.
Oh, yeah?
The bulk delivery joint up by yep. Reisterstown Road.
That's back when they had a morning and an evening edition.
They had a morning. During the week, they had the morning. Dog, they had the morning, the midday, and then the afternoon.
They did?
I thought they had
a morning and an evening.
No,
they had three times a day.
Yeah, they had a three times a day. That
a lot
was
of
back
shit going
three,
on, man.
They had
a lot of shit going
well,
on.
Well, niggas get killed at all hours of the
they
day.
They do.
So
there's a lot of lotteries
evidently.
Running around down there too. A lot of lotteries.
So that's when I first started really slinging dope, is working for the Baltimore Sun. You know, where it's put away.
12.
Well, because like I'm going to deliver papers to stores and shit like that. Niggas need weed too, not
yeah.
just news. Niggas need news and weed.
Right.
So I'd
need
run
to smoke
in.
Smoke weed while they read the news.
So I would run in during the morning, and then niggas would make their order. So when I would come back at noon, I would have their weed for them. So it was like cool, because it was just like bam, bam, keep moving, man. So that was cool. One of my other uncles used to do that, but he got shot down by that club that I was telling you. Remember that club that me and you took forever to try to figure out?
Yeah, now I can't remember what it was.
He got
shot
over by there, man. Fucking niggas and flies, I swear to God. Oh.
How many uncles you had that have been shot?
And live?
Either or.
Let's see.
I'm down for I'd like to hear both sides.
Let's just do shot first, then we can break down who's alive.
Just one.
Who's not.
He's the only one that's got shot.
Oh, okay.
Stabbed, then that's everybody.
Everybody.
You get, that's basically confirmation.
Mm.
Yeah. But that's how you get jumped in at Christmas.
Yeah. That's the only one, though.
Everyone's been stabbed?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Basic shit. Yeah, just basic shit. Nobody's really been shot.
What about your folks?
Shot at. Yeah. No, my actual parents, my stepfather and my mom, nah, none of that shit. Both of them are pastors.
Both?
Both. Now, yeah.
A lot of religion in the family.
Yeah. Because you got to, because niggas are getting shot.
Yeah,
pray,
I guess
nigga.
So. I would pray for something, I guess.
Yeah, it's like both of them are pastors.
I pray another somebody else doesn't stab my ass. I know that.
Dog, I'm going to tell you what God loves. I do not ever want to be stabbed again. That shit fucking hurts. At least if you get shot, you'll pass out.
Where did you get stabbed?
In my arm.
From who?
By a bitch.
You? My uncle.
No. A bitch stabbed me.
It was over that Lego,
it was over
man.
A biscuit, man. We
no,
had
he
nice
fucked.
Biscuits.
It was over some ribs. I said, nigga, give me that truck. And he's like, fuck you, stab me. No.
What'd she stab you with?
She stabbed me by accident, but it was a stabbing nonetheless.
It was a stabbing
yeah,
nonetheless.
I would count that, too. It's an accidental stabbing.
Look,
counts.
It's my arm, motherfucker. I can count it however
I want
to. You've
been involved in a lot of accidental
near-death
shit. So why did she? Who was she trying to stab?
That was weird. First of all, it doesn't sound weird to me, but looking at y'all two faces, it's like this nigga's fucking.
When you
nuts.
Put it on paper, it's like I've almost died seven times.
Yeah,
shot, stab, yeah. Uncle,
Bill Bowley,
uncle,
you know Bill Bowley.
Yeah.
You remember Bill Bowley?
Yeah.
He almost died. Remember, he got stabbed. He got shot by his cousin. He got attacked by a bear. Remember, he got attacked by a bear.
He did?
Yeah. He did like a motorcycle jump and missed the landing. Like, he almost died like five times. Now he's a cop.
But when you live through it, when you live through it, it's not weird. I guess when you live through it, it's not weird until I start talking to y'all and y'all just faces just like, what the fuck? No, okay, what happened was, she was going out, right? And we've all had girlfriends. She goes into the bedroom. Like, I'm going out.
Yeah, we've all had girlfriends that may or may not stab us.
Hey, well, you had one that was...
Yeah, good point.
See, he started going there.
If it wasn't her, it was going to be him, so...
So it's ladies' night out. Her and her girls are going out. And I'm trying, you know, I'm being a good boyfriend. Hey, baby, have fun. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to sit on the couch and watch SportsCenter. Fuck you. Have a ball. But... What happened was she come out, she gets dressed, she comes out, gets ready to go in this outfit that, dog, it was just. It's sometimes when you see your girl, it's like, whoa, wait a second. I didn't know that was the one. Yeah. So then she asked me, how did she look, right? And I'm like, because she knew that she had it all slutted out. She knew that shit. And I was
how do my titties look?
Yeah, and I'm like, baby.
They look like they're out.
Yeah, but I was like. But I was playing it cool because I wasn't going to give in to what she wanted me to say. So I was like, because I watch Oprah and Dr. Phil, so I know how to psychoanalyze this shit. So I was like, baby, you look good. Have fun tonight, right? Cool. She leaves, blah, blah, blah. I'm watching SportsCenter. She comes back, right, like 10 minutes later, mad as shit, mad at me. How you going to let me leave the house looking like a slut? Why ain't you say nothing, blah, blah, blah? Let her get it out, and I'm like, you know what, baby? And this is some, Dr. this is
Darryl.
Some, this,
yeah.
some this is some, this is some DC smooth shit here. I'm like, know what, baby? I'll let you leave the house looking like that because I trust you.
Yeah.
And what's love without trust?
What's love got to do? Got to do.
That's
with
some slick
it.
Shit, nigga. That's some slick shit.
So what? It wasn't that slick. If you end up getting stabbed over it.
Okay, well,
we haven't got to the stabbing yet, man. There was a Darryl right turn coming up, I think.
No, here it comes. And then she asked me, she was like, well, if I'm dressed like that, what if some nigga try something? And I'm like, well, they ought to, because you look
like a fucking
prostitute. And that's when she got pissed off and started throwing knives and shit at me. And then
used to work at a carnival.
She threw knives.
No, she was throwing everything at me. You know, pans and shit and whatever was in her hand. She
Legos.
Threw, and then she threw, and I guess she grabbed a knife and threw it, and it hit me in my arm and fucking
stabbed.
I got a knife sticking out my arm, and I'm like,
I said you look good, girl. What the fuck's wrong with you?
This is some bullshit.
I trust you, bitch.
No, it's fucked up, though. No, it's fucked up. She didn't realize.
What else?
What else is more fucked up? She didn't realize that the knife was stuck in my arm, so she kept throwing shit until she realized, wait a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, makeup sex is awesome, especially with Puerto Ricans. Shout out to mommies. Hey, girls.
Especially with a knife in your arm.
Puerto Ricans.
So you saying. Crazy.
Why is it? Okay, I just had this question last night. Why is it the craziest bitches in the world got the best pussy? I don't care. Dog, unless you. If a bitch is not wearing a straight jacket, I'm not attracted to her. I don't know what my problem is.
See, I'm a Michael Jackson jacket kind of guy myself.
I don't know. It's like crazy ass women got the
That's
best.
That's the age old question. They
no,
just
it's like
do.
Angels we come out of their pussy, man.
We Why? Know the answer. Why? Because some the hottest chicks were probably hot when they were young and had some weird fucked up shit happen to them. And the only way they ever accepted were because of their looks. And then they've used it and they want someone to manipulate them.
I'm not talking looks. I'm talking pussy. I'm talking about that pussy where angels come out of their pussy. It's the craziest bitches got the best pussy in the world. It doesn't necessarily mean looks.
It's a curse. It's just the way it is. Don't even try to figure it out. Just know it.
It's like lately...
It's like lately,
the only bitch at a club I will talk to is one that has a bloody knife
and
a straight jacket.
Mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, you're the one for me.
Like, there she is. What's up, girl?
Well, that's when you start hanging out with S&M clubs. That's kind of what the vibe you're going to pick up on.
Wait
well,
a second.
So let's tell. I don't know if you know this about Daryl, right? There are. I've known Daryl for a while. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know about siblings and all that stuff, but I've known you for a while. And one of the things I find fascinating about Daryl Wright is like he has an inner white girl that is just amazing.
He loves like country music and stuff, right?
Not just country music. He loves specific the Dixie chicks. Loves
specific
the Dixie
country
chicks.
Music.
And I couldn't believe it. I'll tell you. We'll come back to how I... We'll come back to the story about it. But we were at a gig together, and he's wasted after the gig. And on the jukebox, the Dixie chicks start blaring. And I look over, and he is singing at the top of his fucking lungs, word for word.
And Ryan
this
is like,
is unbelievable.
Ryan is like, am I fucked up too?
I just shook my head like, is he singing the Dixie Chicks? And he knows you love the Dixie Chicks.
Dog, it's bordering on stalking, for real. And by the way, if any Crab Feast listeners, because I know it's millions of y'all, dog, if any of y'all know him, just tell him to hit a brother up. It's not, it's not stalking if you hit me back, like, you know. But it's a specific one, not the little short fat one, the fiddle player.
you like the fiddle player, not the
I am,
he's rubbing his hands right now, everybody.
It's like, dog, it's getting serious because I'm rubbing my hands.
He's doing
like
an air fiddle.
She is so fine, and the Dixie Chicks are awesome, by the way. They're like, to me, they're, but anyway, that fiddle player is like, if I ever get with her, fuck comedy. All right, y'all can have this shit. I will sit at home, have some little mulatto babies that play the banjo and be perfectly happy. I'm dead serious, man. Like, I ain't never. Like, so, if any of y'all know them, just tell them to hit up the Right Turn and listen. That's my intro music, is the Dixie Chicks.
I know.
Dog, I love them.
Is it, wait, do you love all female country singers? Or just,
No. Just Dixie Chicks. Just them.
Well, I don't want Phillips.
No,
Wilson
I like.
Come on, seriously. I want to know.
Daryl.
No, it's just I like country music.
How about
anyway.
The Bangles? You a Bangles fan?
I like country music anyway. Like Toby, I love country music, like real country, not that pop country bullshit like Taylor Swift. I don't like that shit. If you ain't drunk,
you wouldn't
or
get
hurt,
down with Taylor Swift.
Fuck no, that bitch. No, hell.
So
no.
I don't want to make something up. That's what I want to ask you. But right. Did you not tell me that night that the Dixie Chicks are? Isn't that like part of the reason you got into comedy?
Yes, because I wanted. Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm not making that up, right?
No, that's dead serious. I got into comedy, like really started taking it seriously. Like I was doing comedy.
At the potential of meeting the Dixie Chicks.
Yes. 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 Yes.
What?
That's still my goal. I haven't met him yet.
Still.
And it's creepy because I've met other people.
When do you think that you're going to open for him?
I don't give a fuck. All I know is I've met other people and I'm not starstruck.
Sure.
But I know for a fact, if I ever met them, I'd be worthless, dog. I wouldn't know what to say.
Would you pass out?
I'd probably pass out like a straight bitch. Dog, like, right, like just.
He said, just like, I'd be worthless.
I'd be
that
worthless.
That is poetic.
Dog, I'd be worthless. I'd probably pass the fuck out, dog. I would. I've never been, because, dog, I've met stars.
If you
and to me, it ain't no big
the
deal.
Beatles.
Fuck the Beatles. Look, it's
Dixie
Chicks.
Dixie Chicks.
If I met them, dog, if I met them, I'd be worthless, dog. And you talking to a felon. You talking to a nigga that's seen some shit. If
I
ever
in prison.
If they ever said, hello, we heard you on the Crab Feast, we thought you were funny. By the time they said hello, I'd probably be just laid out. Just
like Daryl's out.
Like just a straight bitch. Just
hilarious.
It is true.
Do you have a Dixie Chicks t-shirt or anything? Concert shirt?
I do have a concert shirt, but it was stupid because I went to see him in San Antonio. Right.
Whoa.
And would you wear one? Hold on. Would you wear one if you had a Dixie Chicks concert shirt?
Yeah. Of course I would.
Of course he would. Question. Did you go to San Antonio just for the concert?
No, I was living in Texas at that time, and they had a concert in San Antonio. And I went to the concert. I actually paid for tickets, which is stupid, because all I had to do is put on a staff shirt, because the only niggas that was there was staff. So all I had to do is steal a staff shirt and walk the fuck in. But
you
like a moron,
walked right in.
Right, like a moron.
You
I
get
paid
inside
for a
ticket. Jungle, they're like, should've got the staff shirt, man.
No, it's like every black person there was staff. So
of
all
course,
I had to do is steal a staff
they were
shirt.
The Dixie Chicks.
Right. So all I had to do is steal a staff shirt, and I could have walked in for free. But anyway.
It's like showing up to like a keg party, and you got like a red cup, a blue cup, and a green cup. You don't know what they got. He's got like a red staff shirt, a black staff shirt.
Yeah,
what are
like,
we wearing tonight?
Yeah, what are we wearing tonight, fellas? Yeah, I could have walked in for free, but no. But that's dead serious, man. Oh.
So was it a good live show that they put on?
Dog, it was It was. Have you ever felt like
blushing? He might be blushing.
Shit. Have you ever felt like you crossed over into just the other side, man? And just you're just floating.
I'm done.
I love it.
I can't believe it.
I love it.
Jay is like, I'm dead serious. It was like,
this is the guy that like, accused you of calling. Treat him like a coon.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like, it was just me and them in that fucking big ass theater. It was just me and them.
They were singing right to you.
They
huh?
were singing right Where to were me,
you,
bro.
Who'd you go with?
Me.
You went solo.
Solo deep, baby. That's some
solo
Baltimore
deep.
Shit. That's some Baltimore shit. Solo deep, baby. I know Ryan heard that before.
I have never heard that before.
Okay,
ever.
Well, welcome,
I like solo
welcome
deep.
To Baltimore.
I love it. Solo deep.
I roll
deep,
solo
man.
Deep, baby.
That is
by
great.
By myself.
I mean, I go a lot of places by myself, but I've never
solo
called
deep.
It solo
right.
deep, and I'm going to start using that. Thank you, Daryl Wright.
I'm going to say this, Crafties fans. I don't ask you guys for much, but if anyone has any connection to the Dixie Chicks,
please.
We got to make this happen.
We'll over here
odds.
On cloud
no,
nine.
I can't
we'll take odds
up.
If he passes out. You know what I mean? We will do.
Okay,
we'll do a
benefit
show.
Know what? Okay, here's the deal. If any Crafties fan can set something up, even if they fucking hit
even
me
if
on
it's
Twitter,
with the even
if they
it's
hit
with
me,
the fat one, even if it's with the tambourine player, it's cool.
Even if they hit me up on Twitter or hit me up anyway. If
maybe you know the tour bus driver.
Dog,
somebody out there
that's close
can
enough.
Help.
Dog, if they hit me up in any way or hit up the Crab Feast to hit me up, we got to think of something to do for that fan. We will come to y'all city like the
you,
Crab Feast.
You
no,
will go to the city.
No, all of us can go and do a show for fucking for that particular city.
Oh, my
where that
God.
Person is.
I.
Yeah, of course.
Please, someone out there, if you have
help
any connections, help Daryl right out.
Man. It's just fucking, dog.
He is gone.
Y'all have actually brought me back to dreaming about that concert. It was
what's
like
her name? Saying, what's the fiddle player's name?
Oh.
That's the best. I don't even know it.
No, I don't want to say it because I'm a stalker. Put it like this. I know she just got a divorce, which means she's single.
Oh, shit. Daryl Wright is on.
Do you read like the Us Weekly of country magazines and stuff like
the
that?
The Tiger Beat of country magazine?
No, I just look stuff up.
Just
could we leave
up.
That alone?
Yeah, well, it's over. It's over.
Yeah, because I don't want to know. I don't want them to know how I know. But I just know, ladies, it's nothing to be scared of. I won't.
What's their
you.
Like most popular song, Dixie Chicks?
To me, all of them. I love all
I
their
know,
songs.
But what's like their most? Do you know any Dixie Chicks songs?
I do. I know like Cowboy Take Me Away.
Yeah. Not ready to make nice.
Not
they
ready to
they
make
got a
nice.
Grammy for it.
Yeah, after the whole
Goodbye,
Bush
Earl.
Incident, right?
Goodbye, Earl. Goodbye, Earl.
How do you feel about, I'm just curious, I don't want to get political here, but they got drug over the coals over the whole Bush thing. Now, whose side were you on at that point?
I was
were you
on
like,
their
hey,
side.
They shouldn't be
no,
speaking
as a,
out? Or?
As a comedian, I'm on their side.
Well, yeah,
because
that's right.
Guess what? You have a right to voice your opinion, but also
Would
I'm
you
on
share
the side.
That opinion?
No. It doesn't matter whether I share it or not. This is the problem. You have a right to say whatever you want to. But guess what? You also have to face the consequences
sure,
for
yes.
what you say.
Right.
If you're a country music act and most of your fans are red, white, and blue, God bless America, kill them all, let God sort them out, and you say that, you have to expect repercussions from your fan base. But the repercussions were too deep. It's like, okay, don't buy their records. Don't, like, if
right.
you feel that strongly, don't buy their records, that's fine. When you go to a Walmart and fucking run over their records because you don't agree.
Is that what they did?
Dog, they had a fucking, basically
he's
a book burning
a
of Dixie
here.
Chicks.
I will say this. I mean, it doesn't need to get into that. But if you are a country music artist and you want to be liberal, you're hurting yourself. That
right.
would be like, I mean, I don't know.
That would
have
be like
example.
What I'm going through being a black comic. That's not
with a
humping.
NASCAR podcast
right.
singing
it's
Dixie kinda, Chick lyrics.
Right. It's like probably it's like being a black comic that doesn't go on stage and start fucking stools.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. It's like I don't fuck stools. I don't say white people are different from black people. I don't talk about smoking weed at the club because I don't go. It's like I talk about shit that I know or shit that I've been through. But it's like anytime anything is different. And me and Jay talked about that. Anytime something's different that people aren't used to, they get scared of it.
Yeah. It's harder to get people to open their
yeah,
mind.
So why can't you be a country music singer and say, you know what? I'm disappointed in George Bush for starting a war for money, which it is, which we found out that they were absolutely right. So
absolutely so, wrong. Have you seen the condition this country's in?
Have you? Wait, hold on.
I don't think that might.
Wait a second. I didn't say that it was money for the whole country, but yeah. Dick Cheney living large, nigga. Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
Halliburton sitting high on the hall.
Halliburton is chilling, nigga, for real. So they were right. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You got something?
No, I'm not going anywhere near this.
Well, let's talk about, since we're on the subject of, you said people fear, so let's preempt the story of how we got to me knowing about you liking a Dixie chick. So Daryl and I did this gig in San Marcos Island, it was called.
Oh, Jesus.
I think it was San Marcos Island, yeah. Off of the coast of, just off the coast of California here. And
by Catalina.
Yeah, you drive up and you fly on this military plane.
You can call it flying.
Man, let me tell you, you get there. It's way the fuck out in the boonies.
Tell the story right, Ryan.
I will.
It's way out
in the boonies. Right, and when you get there, they first thing they do is they weigh everyone. They weigh you and your fucking luggage. And you're like, what the fuck? So they're not taking that. How much you weigh? I'm 195. Motherfucker, you're 215. Get on this goddamn scale. So you get... And we're looking out the window. We're like, we're flying on that plane right there? And they're like, yeah, that's it. So they're weighing every person and their luggage. So they're like, all right.
Have you ever seen the Buddy Holly movie? Where there's a guy that has to go out and start the spinner. Moving
this
right
is
along.
An old military plane.
Yeah.
So we all, after we're weighed in, we all file
how many
out. Maybe at this point. Well, there were only a handful of comics.
But
like
it was
four.
It was.
But
it
the
was
plane was full. There's probably
it was
20
a pilot,
people.
And it was like three dudes flying.
It was me and Daryl
and
DJ Cooch.
Cooch, yeah, Cooch, and
one or two more. Jeff.
Foxworthy.
No.
Garcia.
No.
From last comic, and I can't believe
Jeff Dye?
No.
Black guy.
Doesn't matter. We're dying
anyway,
the story now.
Okay, go.
So it was like five comics, but then there was a bunch of people who were working on the island.
Had to fly back, yeah.
We're flying out there, and some fly back. You know, like it's the only way to get there is to fly.
Yeah.
So they get us on this old military plane, and Daryl is scared to fly. I'm not scared to fly.
I'm scared to get in that thing that they call the airplane and fly.
Yeah, I'm not scared to fly. But when we were going up the steps, the guy in charge of us, the older military dude, his wife was with us coming to see the show. And on this island, it's got its own temperature, its own everything out there. It's weird. It's all way out in the Pacific. And only like 60 to 100 employees work at a time.
And can I
yeah, please.
And... It's only the military base is on one side.
Mm-hmm.
They have a weapon testing range on the other side. And guess what? The commissary is next to the line that they say do not cross.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a fence. They don't have a gate. They don't have shit. It just says do not cross. When you have something that says do not cross on a military base with no guards, I'm not crossing that motherfucker.
Cross.
And then one of the comics was like, let's dance across the line. Do that, motherfucker. Do that and see what the fuck happens to you.
Basically, if you have enough money, it's a weapons testing thing, you know, island. And if you have enough, you can go out there and test your missiles or shoot whatever the hell you want to into the ocean out there. And next to us was a bunch of Middle Eastern dudes, and we're like, what the fuck's going on out here? But before we got there, we're walking up onto the plane. And I say to the guy's wife, I go, that tire looks a little flat. And she said, it sure does. And we file up onto the plane, and it's 2x2.
Flat tire, right? Plane.
Yeah, 2x2 to the back, okay? And we get on, and Daryl has been very vocal about how nervous he is to get on this flight.
This shit, I'm not going. Y'all can kiss my ass. Yes. I didn't come all this way to die on a fucking plane.
That's exactly the stuff he's saying.
Do I look like Buddy Holly?
The entire time, this is the soundtrack to our flight. And these are hardened dudes that do this flight.
And they're laughing.
Back 4 or 5 times a week.
And they're laughing at me.
They're laughing their ass off. They start fucking with them. And we finally get up. And then we're like, has this plane, have you ever had any crashes or anything? They're like, yeah. And I really do think this was true. They said about 2 weeks ago, we had to belly land this thing out in the grass when we came back.
Because of that flat tire.
Yeah.
Probably. No, they said the landing gear wouldn't come out. And I'm like, what plane was that? And like this one, I'm like, what? You fixed this in 2 weeks?
No.
Bullshit.
Hold on. No. Hold up. Ryan's not telling the story right.
Now, hold on. Yes, I've got this. Trust me. I've heard you tell this on Jay Moore's podcast.
Okay.
You better leave this to me.
All right, go ahead.
We're still climbing. All right? We're still climbing. And then they tell us that this exact plane had caught on fire Am I lying? Flame shooting through it. You could see where there were char marks. We're like,
they had
holy
char marks.
Fuck.
And I'm still cussing the
this
whole
is like
you're in the air at this
we're
point.
In the yeah. air. This thing air, so sounds like a waka waka waka. You're like,
and
oh,
I don't even
man,
know,
this ain't good.
I don't even know why I'm still screaming and cursing because we're already in the air. And then at some point, I just stop talking and start praying because I'm like, I'm.
These guys
I'm
are dead. Nonstop fucking with them, of course. So I'm dead. You know, I know we're laughing. And then there's one little like flight attendant lady in the back, and she's
like a flight attendant,
yeah,
this
little,
thing?
In a little yeah. jumper, and she yeah. sits in the back, and she gets up and she walks power walks to. It's only like a 20-minute flight, 25-minute flight. She power walks to the front, and I hear the guy behind me that's the cook. He says, "I've never seen her do that before." And the way he fucking said it, I was like. He said that shit like he's serious. That is not. They're not fucking with Daryl.
The cook on the plane. I mean, everyone.
Well, they all work there.
Yeah,
you know?
They all work on the island. Yeah.
So she power walks back, and dude says to her, "He's like, is everything okay?" And she's like, and she just smiles and nods her head and goes to the back. And then all of a sudden, you see all, and now everyone shuts up.
Everybody,
including Daryl.
Everybody
was fucking with him, is shut up. And I looked at the first thing I looked at was their hands, and they were white knuckling their goddamn things. And when you start shaking, we're like, oh man, this is not good. This is not good. And everyone is quiet as shit now, and it's we're coming in for our landing.
Oh, the landing's the best.
And it's its own everything out there. It's so weird, this island. And it's dark and it's overcast. It was nothing. It was nice as shit when we were over on the mainland, and we're coming down in this thing, and it's this wind catches us, and we are like all over the place, all over the place.
Now I said finally when my nuts unfurled, I'm like, we're fucking sideways, and nobody was, and so somebody was like, no, we're not. I'm like, we're fucking sideways.
We got up,
and nobody said anything, right?
Okay. We literally got up, yeah. wing tip, up straight north south.
Yeah,
holy
straight north south, and he yells, "We're sideways," and people are scared of death. And the guy writes it up, and you could see like their doors open, so we can see out the front window, so we see the runway. You can see the runway, and we're like, okay. All right, there it is. All right, you know, and it's not long. I don't know. Maybe
oh yeah, the runway is about as long as this
long.
Table.
That's what it looked like. It looked like it was about as long as a Lego, man. And we are coming in, and we are going, you know, we're like, okay, catch this. Next thing you know, this gust of wind hits us. I look out the left window. So I'm on the left side where Daryl is. I'm like two rows behind him. We look out the left window. What was out the left window? The runway out the left window.
And we're like,
and out the front window is the fucking land. Yeah. We're like sideways, completely sideways, coming at the runway like this. And we're like, what the fuck? And the guy, we're like, can't we go back up? And they're like, no, that's waste.
I love that everyone has an opinion. Like, even
it's a waste
you
of
tell
fuel.
The pilot.
We're just yelling. We're
this
scared
dude,
to death. We're
if
crashing.
If the pilot is listening,
we
God bless you.
We were crashing, okay? Yes. We were crashing. This was not a rough landing. We were crashing, and we were coming in like this, and he banks it at the last second.
That motherfucker
drops this
dude.
Tire. You hear this, bam! And we just start bouncing, and now we're bouncing and not stopping. And we see the tower go by the window. Like, oh, shit!
We go by the tower fast as
fast
shit.
As shit. Like, that was the tower. Like that.
My God.
And we're bouncing so violently that the cooch next to me, he doesn't know what to do. He just starts counting. He's going, one, two,
what?
Three. I said, stop counting, man.
That's DJ, man.
Yeah, DJ Cooch, man. And we skid to the end of the runway, okay? And we stop, and everyone gets off, and we're fucking freaked. Everyone's freaked out. We were crashing. So all any comic can talk about is that goddamn flight over. And it didn't matter that everyone had been doing it because it was so nerve-wracking to everybody. So after the show, it was a great show.
But
he
the
got
air traffic
up.
Controller was there.
That was the next day, though.
Yeah.
So he got fucked up, and that's when when the Dixie Chicks came on, his shoulders just came down. He was a new man. He was like he was in his chair over here after that flight. But I'll tell you, so now we got to fly back the next
Wait,
day.
Wait, what did the air traffic control say to you guys?
Oh, because I said that we were sideways, and somebody else was like, no, we weren't.
We were
you just
sideways.
Thought we were. Mm-hmm. So the air traffic controller starts talking to us. He's like, man, I've never saw a landing like that. Y'all were fucking sideways. I'm like, I told you we were sideways.
And these old vets that do this all the time, like after the show, like, you guys were great. We were really in trouble. I was like, yeah, we know we were in fucking trouble.
He
said
that.
You can tell how much,
every one of them did.
You can tell how much trouble we were in because they were buying us drinks the whole fucking time.
And that
time.
Fucking
they were
tire
so happy.
Blew out. like I said, that flat tire. And the guy's wife was like, that tire, we said it. I said, it's goddamn right we did. We shit ourselves.
That's right.
So then now we're scared to death because we got to fly back. Yeah. And I don't want to fucking fly back. I don't want to get on it. So before we get there, the dude from the night before, the air traffic control, he's like, you guys want to come up in the tower? I'll show you some stuff. So we all go up in the tower, and he's like, all right. And the runway's broken into segments, A, B, C, and like D and E.
And, okay. And what did he say? E means
E
you're
is
fucked.
You're fucked. And you normally come in around A, B, and you slow down, and you're done by C, D. We came in at like C, and this motherfucker yanked everything. And at the, it's just you just go off a cliff at the
it's
end.
It's a cliff.
That's all it is.
It's a cliff.
Straight cliff.
It's an island. Off. It's a cliff.
Yeah, he's oh like, my this God. Is where you normally come in. This is where you all came in right here. We're like, what the fuck? And then the plane lands and it's getting ready to take us back. We're like, oh, man. And I remember sitting in a window seat and I had just a peek out of the tire. I could see the tire and it's all I looked at for 20 fucking minutes. And that was a silent ass fucking flight. When it landed, I was never happier to get off a fucking flight.
The flight back was silent as shit. When we were going, everybody was joking about Daryl being scared of shit. Until
and
then remember we asked the pilot this is even crazier. Remember we asked the pilot like like can we get out of this turbulence, and he's like, no, you can only fly on one path to this island, because if you deviate from that path, they'll shoot you down.
Or well, not shoot you down, you could get hit by the missiles that are allowed to be fired out there.
Which
you can't fuck around.
What
you're being
down.
Shot. Yeah, you would be shot down, yeah.
So I was
and there was, and am I lying? Like, when we were coming in aggressively crashing to the fucking runway, the first edge as you come over the cliff.
There's a cliff.
There's a wrecked plane.
There's a wrecked plane.
Like a shot, I swear to God.
They never cleaned the plane up.
They never cleaned it up.
Dude, that sounds like a ride at Disney World.
It's
like,
not,
oh, look at that.
Yes, it looked like, oh, look, safari people down there. Yeah, it was like a little Cessna crashed on that
cliff.
And
know how I can see it was a fucking... Know how I could see it was a plane? Because we were fucking sideways. So I'm
right
looking
over
out the
top,
window.
Like, we're going to be that. Yeah, we're going to be that.
That's us. Oh that's my God. That's my future.
Yeah,
right there.
It was fucking terrifying.
But know what's cool? I still wear the shirt. It's because I earned it. God damn it.
We went right into what's it called? PX or
the
whatever
PX
the hell it's
and
over there.
Shirts,
and,
it's like,
and
we
and,
live.
And beer right away. Like, we beer. Sat in our
you
hotel.
You guys spent
room.
The night there?
Yeah.
Like,
they have a hotel out there?
No, they have
military room.
But we all bought fucking
you
beer. Said, and
you have a hotel out there? Yeah, I know the deal.
Well, because, I mean, when I was in Iraq, we stayed on bases. That was like a hotel. And you're like, they got a hotel?
Did you have any, like, shit, any near, any, like, were you scared ever?
The only one time I was scared is we were flying into Baghdad. And so
that just sounds scary.
Every time you'd fly, you'd be in two Blackhawks. You know what I mean? That's when we flew all around the country in Blackhawks.
You would fly in a Blackhawk?
That's sweet.
Everywhere we went, man. That's how we rolled.
That's sweet.
We rolled Blackhawk deep, man.
That's sweet, baby.
Not us.
So, and like one would always be ahead of the other, you know, like watching the other one's back. But when we flew into Baghdad, there was a two of us, and then we had two Apaches on the outside of that.
Damn.
So we flew over Baghdad.
Do you have like
the
door open? You can look down?
Only once we had the door open, and I sat in that seat. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to sit here. And the guy's, like, loading us up, and he's standing there. And like, you can't hear anything. The blades are going. And he's, like, pointing at my eyes, like, put on glasses. I'm like, nah, I'm good. He's like, no, put on glasses. I'm like, I'm good. He goes, you're in the hurricane seat. This other comic gives me his glasses, and, like, dude, it was the worst.
Do you feel just, like you're getting sucked out at all?
I feel like you're getting blown. It was the worst.
Really?
Like, imagine driving on a motorcycle for, like, 4 days. That's what it felt like.
Wow.
But going over Baghdad, we're flying, you know, I'm sitting next to this other guy, not a comic, like a thing, and I look out the side window, you see these like bursts of like light getting shot out, and I go, hey man, that was cool, what's that? And he goes, oh, those are heat sensors in case they shoot missiles at us, they go towards them. And I was like,
fuck.
What the fuck, bro?
Fuck.
That was the only time I was
fuck
like, holy
that.
Shit. We got shot at one night. On
you
the
did?
Base. The base got shot at.
Do you know
like,
who or what?
Nah, man. You know what happens? It's two dudes in like a Toyota pickup, and they got like a little rocket launcher. They just drop a thing in it and it shoots out. And while it's in the air, they're driving off and they're gone, and then it lands.
That's funny to them.
Sucks.
No, it's not funny. They're trying to like put fear in Americans and like
sucks,
hit
man.
Different parts of the base, you know, and hopefully they'll kill someone.
You know what? That fucking sucks, man. Like, never mind. This isn't a political show, but I'm like, this is war. Kiss a dick. Tell me what you know what? You might not be part of the Taliban, but your cousin is. So tell me where the fuck he is and stop fucking around. Like, everybody knows. It's only so many Arabs. Y'all know some. Like, no.
There's only so many.
Like, no.
I love it. I don't want to get political. There's only so many Arabs.
Like, y'all know somebody in your family.
This ain't DC, bro.
That's fucking tough. Dog, I know rappers from my, like, you know.
What
from
is
like
that?
Because these
you know, are Dixie chicks, though.
Yeah.
Because they aren't part of my family.
Yeah, he comes down.
But ladies, if you want to be part of my family, we can hit this thing up. You know what? I love the little white kids. They're great.
You got to stop right now. You got to stop.
Oh, let's dial it back.
I love the little white kids he just said.
I can be a stepfather. It's no problem.
It's no problem.
I always want to be a stepdad.
What?
I just thought it'd be dope. Marry some chick that already has kids and like, boom, I'm the dude.
All
just
the hard work's
the
done.
Day.
Now
yeah.
I'm here to fucking
wow.
make sure your son figures out how to be a man.
And just fucking dominate with that kid and be like, yep. Don't worry about that, dude. I got you.
Yep. Your dad ain't shit, man.
Your dad ain't shit.
When you become a ball player, make sure you thank me.
That's some straight up Shaq shit.
Yeah.
So we're about out of time, man.
Oh, shit. Man.
Really quickly, first of all, again, anyone that is listening that knows anything, any Kevin Bacon 7 degrees.
I don't care if you know their mailman, whatever. Mailman would be key.
Mailman would be crucial.
We'll put a stalker letter in there.
I'm not stalking him. It's infatuation, man. It is just something deeper than what y'all know.
Yeah, I understand.
Why do I sound like
it's fascinating?
A stalker?
And yeah. I love it. And,
I'm not trying to. It's just deeper than what
make
y'all know.
Make sure you listen to Daryl Wright
the right
on
turn.
The Right Turn. And fans.
And go see his stand-up.
Go see his stand-up.
If
he's
you
awesome.
Like what he did. This was hilarious.
He rolls solo deep on stage.
Solo deep on stage.
And
you aren't going to use that.
I'm definitely going to use that.
I'm using that
great.
Tonight. I'm going to get home.
Deep, I'll give you credit every time. But I'll say this. Right Turn, and go to the iTunes page, their iTunes page, our iTunes page. Let's hear about it. Hashtag it, Vodka Time.
Vodka Time. And by the way, I'm going to be in Vegas.
Yeah, tell them fans.
July the 9th through the 15th, I'm at the Improv at the Harrah's in Las Vegas. Come by. Dog, give some love to Crab. You know what? If you're in the audience and I'm on stage, just
fuck
yell out.
Fuck the Crab Feast.
Fuck the Crab Feast. 5 stars, nigga. And I will laugh my ass off. Just yell it out and I'll
remember
laugh
that
my
you
ass
did
off.
Drop an N-word on the end of that. So if any white people take it literally.
No,
I just know that other people might
well,
react
put it like this.
Uncle
put it like this.
You.
Put it like this. Make sure I'm on stage when you say fuck the Crab Feast. 5 stars, nigga. If it's some other brother, I can't say how they'll react. If it's me, it's all love, guys.
I hope the Dixie Chicks are in town that same
I
weekend.
Really do, too. That might actually, you should definitely check the Vegas schedule.
They're
going to
be like, ladies
there.
And gentlemen, Daryl Wright. Daryl Wright. What the fuck's Daryl? He's like, I know that you can blame. And then whatever they sing.
You sing
that was Wilson Phillips.
I know it is.
All right, guys, that's our show. We'll see you next Tuesday. Fuck the Crab Feast, 5 stars.
Later, feasts.
Vodka Time, baby. Peace.